Is in focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
It's 9:07 on News Radio 1350 KMAN. Welcome to In Focus. It's Wednesday, August 5th, 2015. I'm Eric Stone, joined by your host, Kathy Dawes.
Thank you, Eric. In the studio with me today, we have Manhattan Ogden USD 383 School Board member David Colburn, also Superintendent Bob Shannon, who brought along with him the new Assistant Superintendent Eric Ree. We welcome you today, Eric. I know I had an opportunity to visit with you last week during teacher negotiations, but welcome to the team.
Thank you. Thank you for having us here.
Very good to have you today. And just a brief reminder, if you don't mind kind of reminding us where you're from and some of your background, maybe just real briefly.
Well, I grew up in Ellsworth, Kansas, went to Kansas State University after that, and went around teaching for a while and ended up as an administrator, building administrator in Ellsworth as well, and then became the superintendent for the last 4 years. Was blessed with the opportunity to have a chance to come to 383, and I jumped at coming to a wonderful district and a wonderful community.
Oh, very good. And right in the middle of budget season and teacher contract time and
he's
all that fun
right
stuff.
Doing great.
Sounds like it. Well, and I guess let's also jump right into it. We have budget to talk about tonight. I know ongoing. And, Bob, it's been a tough year, but you're getting pretty close to getting things wrapped up.
That's right. Has it been different, Kathy? And we've talked about that before on the programs earlier this summer, with the lateness of the legislature and the change to the block grants and then the delay in the forms coming out that we're required to use in every school district across the state. But nevertheless, we have put together the required documents and the forms, and tonight Budget Director Faust will present those to the board and review those. And if the board finds it acceptable, we will ask for permission to publish a notice of a hearing that would be held in 2 weeks.
Dave, how you feeling about it? I know you're always very candid about your thoughts when it comes to budget matters, I will say, all through the years I've worked with you, but it's been a tough one, there's no doubt about it.
It has. After being intimately involved in three previous go-rounds of cutting budgets, I let other board members do most of the heavy lifting on this one, but now it's time for the whole board to get together and get it finalized. And, you know, to remind people, we're not just talking about this year. We have essentially a two-year locked in currently formula, if that's what you call it, the block grant. And so we're kind of looking not just at this year but next year, and we have, as we know, there's no more money coming next year, and we know we'll have even higher health insurance costs next year, and we see other costs rising. So we're not just thinking about this year's budget, we're looking towards next year's budget and trying to be frugal where we can and keep some money in the bank, as it were, to get us through not just this year but next year.
I want to remind our listeners too, if you have questions or comments about USD 383, 537-1350, toll free 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350 KMAN. And I know, Bob, any specific numbers that we a lot of times we talk about the budget kind of vaguely, but what numbers are we looking at here?
Let me get to that in just a moment, but I wanted to remind the listeners that we really have had three sections of this as we approach rolling into the next budget year. As I think most people pay attention, we have significant cuts and expenditure reductions, so that's one part. We are also presenting a budget that does continue to use some cash, and we have tax increase. So it is those three that allow us to pull together to start the next budget year. So a little different. Mill levy-wise, right now what we're presenting is showing a 3.5 mil increase for next year. Part of that is a makeup, and regardless of what someone might hear out of Topeka, there was a significant reduction when the block grant was approved, of reduction of $600,000 that we need to make up just to get back to even with last year's budget. So that is a part of the mill increase. And then additional expenses, of which, again, we've talked a number of times throughout the winter and spring months, but the Affordable Care Act and the bringing on of 275 or 300 employees is about $1 million of new expense.
Now, Eric, I know, as we mentioned, you just came right in the middle of budget time, and I'm sure you had to deal with this in Ellsworth, but, definitely a tough year, no doubt about it.
it's not easy anywhere. And when you're looking at the job we have before us and the opportunity to serve these kids, you want to do your very best by them and take care of your staff as well as you can and serve the community. Strong public schools are strength of a community. So we try to keep all that in mind and try to balance out the tax interest of all the patrons as well as the needs that we have and the job we have before us and balance those things together. And I was really impressed by the process that the district took to make that happen.
Now, Bob, I'm noticing, of course, general obligation, bond, refinance, sale, and disclosure kind of related to the budget action item tonight.
That's right, Kathy. And this goes back to the major school construction project that was approved by the voters in 2008 and then conducted over several years after that. But originally it was $98.5 million. And we have refinanced portions of that over the years, and the market was such that our consultant suggested earlier this summer that we might have an opportunity to refinance about $8.7 million. And a week or two ago, they said it looked right, so we proceeded. And so we'll present to the board tonight to proceed on that and over many years of the remaining bonds, but save $350,000 of interest.
Dave, anything to add on that note?
Just pleased that we've got a company that's looking out for our taxpayers' interests and watching those markets and advising us when there's an opportunity to refinance and save some money.
Teacher contract non-renewals for action tonight, those are always rough.
Yes. The first part of this process, and this is related to the cuts and the reductions of expenditure, but the board did the first action in middle part of the springtime where we noticed a number of employees, licensed employees, of an intent to non-renew. And since that time, some of those employees have either applied for and been reemployed in other positions that are ongoing. Some chose to leave, but we have a few who the final action needs to be taken by the board. I would mention that a couple of these also have been full-time positions that may be reemployed as part-time positions. So we've tried the best we can to take care of employees where they have a position that is appropriate for them.
Times are tough that way, and I know, Eric, and as I mentioned, we had the opportunity to visit last week during negotiations. I know you weren't able to talk specifically about what was discussed in those meetings, as you shouldn't. I mean, those are, you know, obviously executive sessions, but the process seems to be going pretty well, and we're getting fairly close from what I understand.
Yeah, we do. We actually do have a tentative agreement, and right now I'd say that's tentative. It needs to be voted on by the Teachers Association before the board can take any action on that. So I feel very good where we're at in the process. So it's been very positive and a relatively simple thing to jump into. Dr. Seymour did a wonderful job setting me up with a lot of information to be able to finish it out. And I just hope we can continue on with the relationship we have with our association.
On the subject of teachers, any trouble filling positions, Bob? I know we're hearing statewide there's been some issues that way.
Eric works with Mr. Dahl in HR, and I think he would have relatively recent insight into that.
Yeah, It's a mobile time, and it's also a time when our enrollments are coming in, and that's why I'd also encourage all the listeners out there, if you haven't enrolled your child, especially in an elementary school, make sure you get in and do that as quickly as possible, because we're looking at those numbers very, very closely and trying to respond to those to make sure we serve our student needs. I think we posted a kindergarten position and a second grade potential position that they look like areas that could be pushing our limits on what we need to put in the classroom. So we did put those out. The good thing about being USD 383 is we're a desired location by many people that would want to be in this community. So we seem to get a lot more applicants than a lot of other communities. And that's something I've noticed coming from western Kansas. But we do have some special ed positions. It seems like everybody's struggling with that. So if you're a speech pathologist out there and you need a position, please contact us quickly. We also have a few other special ed positions that we still have open. But right now we're pretty confident we can be staffed and ready to go when kids get back.
We haven't let Dave weigh in on the teacher matters yet. Anything you're wanting to add? There's a lot going on when it comes to teachers right now.
Well, I'm glad we're in the district we are. We've worked hard over the years to foster a positive relationship with our teachers. One of the things when the state legislature eliminated due process rights for teachers, the administration and board jumped in and we reinstated those in our district. And I hope that's a piece of why teachers want to come teach in our district, is that we value teachers and we want to be good partners for them in the process of their teaching career. I don't know that that's a factor, but I hope so.
Well, let's go ahead and take a break before we move on to a brand new subject. But again, we have with us today Manhattan Ogden USD 383 School Board Member David Colburn, also Superintendent Bob Shannon, and Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed. Again, if you have questions or comments relating to Manhattan Ogden USD 383, feel free to call 537-1350.